Queen of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us in any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and prayerful that you are always inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to be ever more committed to walking in the light of the truth of the all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is the one self that has gifted itself to each and every one of us. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to care to respond correctly and directly to an agenda that is genocide and depopulation. For those of you who are consistently listening to me, you realize that I am consistently addressing these issues. And as a result of what has been going on over this last, since spring, actually, the actual new year, with the coronavirus escapade and exercise and political, economic, and social manipulation, and now with the recent protests of and the killing of George Floyd and the worldwide movement of protests and outrage as a result of it, we are realizing that shift is happening. The issue for us is coming to a point and place where we are really facilitating the progression of our humanity, reclaiming, regaining our stature and our footing upon the path of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. Now, because there has been an agenda that is genocide, where the food has been used as a tool of oppression, and then the weapons of mass destruction have been the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, and I will include the marijuana with that also, as well as the pharmaceuticals. We see how much agitation and instigation there has been by seen and unseen ones who have the intention to create more and more divisiveness, more and more chaos. And we have the responsibility to be in a place where we are always in control of ourselves, because that's the only thing we truly can control. And as we are taking responsibility to control ourselves, to control our passions, our lust, and all of that, to come to that place and space where we can truly be centered in knowing how and caring to know how to respond correctly and directly to being under siege. And the first line of defense, when you do realize and accept that we are being warred against, is to come to a place and space where you refuse to do anything that undermines yourselves. And because that's what the culture has been in undermining the cellular function of us since we were children, then we have to be intensely intentional in doing everything we possibly can to truly be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified to walk in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence that so many would refer to as God, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Allah, Jah, Jehovah, Jesus, whatever name of the deity you may give it. The issue is that we will never have anything greater than who and what we already are, but naked. And to come to a point and place where we are not consciously caring to do what truly is in our best interest leads to our being susceptible to all other issues, accidents, sickness, illness, disease. We have the responsibility to know that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, duty and obligation is in the exaltation of life, in truly caring to exalt a full effort in our living to come to a point and place where we realize that life is the gift and there is no greater gift. And the intelligence of existence that is the intelligence of all beings is God. The fundamental tragedy and travesty that has laid foundation for the karmic debt and the sickness, illness, and disease that people are experiencing is the violation of the animals, and are coming to a point and place where we realize that we cannot be a detriment to anything and anybody consistently over time and survive it. And so the real pandemic is not the coronavirus or the COVID-19. The real pandemic is that there is idiocy and stupidity that is running rampant in the violation of life, the violation against oneself, the karmic debt of the disenfranchisement and the assault of all of the indigenous ones and those animals and species that were indigenous to the planet, wherever we are, but to come to a point and place where we realize that the heart disease, the diabetes, the cancer, the strokes, the upper respiratory issues, the accidents, and all of the things that are literally facilitating the actual death of tens of thousands of people daily that are not being acknowledged. To have us in a place where we are so focused on what commercial media would have us focus on that we are not really centered in the absolute reality of the divinity of our beings and the divinity of how we have been perfectly designed as spirits in these bodies. And to come to a knowing that where there has not been a wholehearted commitment to wholeness, and the commitment has been towards the profit or the leverage of particular ones over everything and everybody else, where the commitment has not been towards facilitating life, then we are seeing the evidence of dysfunction and disgust and degradation and deprivation and deficiency and all of that, so that we realize that our greatest opportunity is now for reversing all of it. But to speculate and then focus on the agenda itself of genocide and depopulation and the vaccination, mandatory vaccinations and being chipped and monitored and all of that, and not focusing on the absolute reality that there are no forces and no bosses that can truly have leverage or victory over the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, or the fulfillment of the will of and the continuation of the intelligence of existence, always being intelligent enough to exalt a full effort in its own expansion, in its own elevation, in its own victory and triumph over all other things. And that our responsibility in our now moment is to align ourselves with it. Because it is that which beats our hearts and breathes us. And the reason we are finding people succumbing to any kind of issue is because we have been fed garbage. Garbage being filled with all manners of nitrates and nitrites and toxins and poisons and chemicals and whatnot, which are polluting the waters of our being, the waters and the tissues of our body upon which our spirits are charged. Getting activated, motivated, inspired to be willing to do the inner cleansing, reversing whatever issues through real nutriment, nourishment, right alignment, spiritual thought, activation, and commitment is the thing that gives us leverage over it. Now, the intention of behavior modification is to make sure that we are not responding correctly, that we cannot respond correctly and directly to being warred against. And we have to realize that in our now moment, with so much unrest and so much protest and so much outrage on all continents, that reactionism is not what creates life-sustaining progression. The progression that we can make as a global humanity has to be made from each individual one consciously accepting the divinity of one's own being and the divinity of all being, to the degree to which we will no longer participate, and be complicit with the violation of other beings and feeding off of their body parts, their body fluids, their progeny. And so you say, well, what are you saying? Everybody needs to be vegan or vegetarian? I'm saying everybody should understand that our bodies are divinely designed, and nobody is designed to feed off the carcasses of dead beings. There's no vibrancy. There's no electric magnetic energy. There's no life force that we can get from it. And it's creating a ton of waste in our systems as well as upon the planet. And the real wastage that is actually happening is the waste of human potential. And to realize that we have been gifted to the earth, to be a gift to the earth, by virtue of the lineages that we represent, and coming to that place and space where we are all right with being realigned and reattuned to the purposes of existence directly. Because where a people have lost their purpose, where a people are not acknowledging, not aware, not consciously caring to accept that there is inherent purpose in existence, and they are out of alignment with it, out of attunement with it, then you're dealing with the people who literally have lost everything. And this is foundational for all of the unemployment, all of the sickness, all the illness, all the disease, all the despair, all of the hunger and the starvation, and all of the things that are going forward now, because we have been gifted so much of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to not acknowledge it, not cultivate it, not respect it and reverence it, when it is the substance of ourselves, the substance of our being, it constitutes the all that we could ever possibly aspire to. It is the real wealth of who we are, what we are, and it is the why that we are in terms of our coming to harmonization with it, as it, and to realize that as the foundation of existence, it is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we are inherently immortal. But to have been cultivated and socialized and religiously trained to accept death as the natural culmination, finality, eventuality, destiny, and fate of what it is to be human, then we have really missed the reality that to truly be human is to truly be divine. And the divinity of existence is nothing that we created, but we have the responsibility of harmonizing, respecting, reverencing, appreciating, loving, and exalting it. And in so doing, we would not be under the fear and insecurity of thinking that the earth is insufficient to feed, nourish, and host the populace, all of her children, and those ones who have initiated a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, where the food has become the tool of oppression, and the weapons of mass destruction are the alcohol, the tobacco, the white sugar, the products, as well as the pharmaceuticals and the chemicals that are in the food, then we have to come to a point and place where we are no longer complacent, complicit, or co-conspirating with it. And so for those who have been well-educated and got jobs working for the corporate deities of death, the meat industry, the dairy industry, the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry, the sugar industries, those who have given service to the military and have learned how to kill and have come to a point of feeling that warring is solution. And those who have been truly negatively impacted as a result of their service and now suffering is because you saw and committed all matters of things that were violating to your spirit or other ones, then we have to come to a point and place where every atom and every cell of our being is being oxygenated, hydrated, mineralized, alkalized, so that we are able to activate the spiritual power that we have to really heal ourselves through clearing and cleansing and liberating at the cellular level. Our now moment requires everybody to love themselves truly. Everybody to be in a place and space where we can rejoice on a daily basis with the consistency of the sun and the earth spinning. We are already immersed in nothing but the realm of eternity and the opportunity to create heaven on earth. It's ours. To be in a place and space where we can really take pride in the gifts, in the salvation, in the deliverance, in the opportunity, in the infinity of possibilities that we, as a global humanity, can raise completely up as a result of all of the things that are going on. When we realize that the intelligence of existence is all there is as existence itself, and that we can invoke and call forth the light to triumph in any and every situation, so that literally nothing has to work against us. Everything can work towards our greater good, provided that we care to do nothing to undermine ourselves or anyone else. So much of the divisiveness that has been created through the manipulation, through miseducation and religious training, where ones and ones feel as though other ones are not deserving or worthy because of whatever their activities are. But to come to a point now where we're realizing that we have all been impacted and affected by the initiatives of those who did not truly have the liberation of anybody as foundation for their institutionalizing anything. And so to use these institutions of education, religion, business, marriage, and all of that to create, maintain, and sustain divisiveness within oneself and within our families and our communities, we have to realize that in order to have leverage over it, then we have to be willing to cleanse ourselves. The cleansing of ourselves, the cleansing of our tissues. Being in a place and space where we are reversing any issues that have crystallized in our tissues, we have to be about that on a daily basis. The cleansing, the caring, the loving, the forgiving. See, the emotional releasing and letting go. Because all of this pent-up anger and frustration, madness, and the reality that people are rioting and destroying property because the system has exalted property and materiality over the lives of people. And has been doing it from the beginning of the establishment of this country. And somehow people have forgotten that there is a karmic debt as a result of the disenfranchisement and the annihilation of our indigenous families on the North Central as well as the South American continents. But to be in a place and space where we are doing truly what's in our best interest and realizing that what's in the best interest of one is truly in the best interest of all. And in order to really facilitate and participate in the liberation of us individually, then we have to be committed to the whole of us. and the wholeness of everything and everybody, including Mother Earth and her creatures. And whether we commit to it or not, whether we are successful in realigning ourselves or not, Mother Earth and Mother Nature and her creatures will have their liberation through the exodus of the people off the planet. Because those who refuse to commit to the laws that govern them, the laws that govern existence, and choose to remain lawless, ignorant, disobedient, disrespectful, and disregarding the dis-ease that comes from them, will literally be the doorway off the planet, or to be buried in the planet. Our making distinctions as to the difference between leaving the planet and dying is essential. Our making distinctions between the way of life, living the path of life that leads to our eternal lives, and living the path of life that leads to death, matters. This now moment of eternity is calling us to really regard and respect the order of existence, and to be in a place where we will create the order, and the order has to be created through cleanliness. When we experience the pollution, the filth upon the planet, when Mother Earth really generally has no filth of her own, that all of the filth has come from the refuse from the death industries, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the sugar, the alcohol, tobacco, chemical industries, then we can do something about it. And it really wouldn't take that long. But we cannot do anything about our external environment if we do not take immediate measures to cleanse our internal environment. The impact and the effect of all of this radiation in our lives, from the Wi-Fi, from the cell towers, from the 5G and all of that, is impacting and affecting us primarily because of how much acidity already exists within our bodies. Because of all of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, and the sugar that has been the daily diet facilitating all of the pandemic that is disease, heart disease, cancers, strokes, upper respiratory issues, the pneumonia, the asthma, the COPDs, and all of the things that are literally the effect of what has been accumulating, concentrating, and contraindicating in our tissues consistently over time. And now the spirit that is in these bodies is being overwhelmed by the acidity, the toxicity, and literally succumbing. This is something that we can control and have power over it. No matter where you are in the process, the issue is knowing the power of the spirit, the power of the will, the power of the intention, and being in a place where you are acting progressively in your own best interest to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and made whole. The intelligence of existence that is all there is greater than anything that man can create. But we cannot feed as beasts and dwell in the ditches and valleys of degradation morally, ethically, and have fulfillment. As these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, we will and have and are experiencing the loss of ourselves. And so I'm the one to remind you that this now moment is ours for the rising. Taking the time and making the time to not be reactionary, but to truly care to be responsive by doing that which is truly in one's own best interest, in facilitating the emotional, mental, and spiritual clearing, physical, emotional, mental cleansing renewal, rebirth, revitalization. By affirming the reality that we are and I am this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It beats our hearts, it breathes us, it is the all there is as existence itself, it fills all spaces, it's all pervasive, and our reverence, appreciation, exaltation of it as our absolute reality and harmonizing with it allows us to have true victory and triumph over all of the initiatives, but to come to a point where you will succumb. Amazing to see how many people are following the edicts of those ones who do have that genocide as their agenda, because they've told you to put on masks and wear gloves, to disconnect from the intelligence of your being and cutting yourself off from the various forms of life, which are organismic but not detrimental. But then to continue to do that which is truly detrimental to oneself in the consumption of flesh and eggs and milk and dairy and cheese and tobacco and alcohol. I'm like, why would you wear a mask and then be smoking? You understand? Why wear a mask if you are all right with undermining yourself? Why mask if you're killing yourself anyway? Why even care if you don't care to exalt a full effort in your living? And for those who know that you're having issues, you know that you're obese, you know that you're not well, you know that you're addicted to all of these things, then masking and gloving is not going to help you. Coming to a point and place where you care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified is the thing that will open the door to every fabulous thing you could really think and dream for yourself. But to not care, to be completely complacent and complicit with your own oppression, makes you vulnerable and susceptible to all manners of things. But no one can move against you or undermine you when you are not a detriment to yourself and yourself. And as we are collectively raising forward so that we are not a detriment to ourselves, then we are able to respond correctly and directly and thwart any movement against us as a global humanity, those who have reclaimed the power of the divinity of our own beings. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. In this now moment, it's so important for us to realize that we have all come to the earth for the fulfillment of the purposes of that which is the source of our being directly. There is nothing that man has created that is truly essential for our lives. We have tapped into the reality of the infinity of possibilities, and there are those who have taken responsibility to make a determination as to what they want to accomplish in the world. And we've always heard that there were those who were on a world-conquering rampage from the time that we were very young. We heard that in school. But now, as maturing ones, we have the opportunity to see how it has been implemented over time. And we have had the opportunity to hear the stories of the exalted ones, the saints, the saviors, the gurus, the prophets and whatnot, and to realize that we've come to that point and place where if we shall thrive, if we shall live, if we shall really understand what it is to be these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, then we have to realize that there's a right way to accomplish, and there's that which is to be accomplished.
in our own degrees of self-realization, self-actualization, and standing harmonious with that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us. And coming to a point and place where we are quite all right with being all right. We're quite all right with being divinely inspired, and to come to a place and space where we realize that there's sacrifices that have to be made. And the way that the system has functioned, the way that Western culture has functioned and other ones, have been to sacrifice people. And so it's through the dying of ones and ones that other ones will make commitments. It's through the bloodshed that ones seem to find strength. And I am really encouraging us to make commitments on behalf of all of the blood that has been shed upon this planet through war and avarice and carelessness and all of that which has taken place within the animal kingdom as well as within the human populace, to come to a point in place as we are having to say goodbye to so many ones that we have loved over the period, as we are seeing the evidence of the genocide, the heart disease, the strokes, the cancer, all these issues that have crystallized in our tissues as a result of us being under a world-conquering rampage where we were not aware that the food was being levied against us as tools of oppression. And we've come to realize that in this now moment that there is a root to the issues of this sickness, illness, and disease. But to know that it's a planned thing, to know that there are those who have the agenda to make sure that the majority of the people in the world are undermined and compromised in the intelligence of who they are, that we cannot afford to be complicit and complacent with our own oppression. And because we are in enough light to realize that it is absolute love that gives us leverage over any of the agendas that have been levied against us, but we have to have enough love for that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us to respect the reality that we are so divinely and absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart that we should be in a place where it really, truly matters to us to stand on behalf of light. To come to a point and place where we realize that it is the way of God, the way of life, the way of cleanliness and order and harmony that gives us leverage over the divisiveness, the violations, the entrapment, the enslavement, and all of the issues that have put people in a place where they have less joy and happiness and peace and poise and power in their lives. And as we are consciously caring to be empowered, to know of a surety the blessedness of our being and not to be under the auspices of those who feel entitled to use food and chemicals and other things as a weapon against us, that we have the opportunity to realize that the intelligence of existence is greater than anything that man or mankind or humankind can possibly create. And as we are consciously caring to be victorious and triumphant in our living, to be in a place where we are healing, be in a place where we are whole, be in a place where we do not have to succumb to the machinations, manipulations of other ones to accomplish what they would have us do, which is not necessarily in our best interest, that seeking the light of salvation, to be in a place of grace and protection, to be healed and whole, getting off the medications, averting the surgeries and the removal of body parts because they've been so contaminated with so much toxicity, coming to a point and place where if we really truly care to have leverage over any degree of contagion, then we cannot allow ourselves to dwell in the fear that's being levied against us through manipulation in the media. To have us feeling as though this coronavirus is something that we really need to be dealing with when it's really bluff. When I'm telling you, this is the sickness, the illness, the disease, the despair. These people have allowed more people to die, to be killed from tobacco and alcohol than all of the wars that they have engaged in. We're talking millions and millions of people. You understand? And so I'm just saying all of our families have been impacted and affected by a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. Our right response is to do nothing to undermine ourselves and to do everything we possibly can to literally exalt a full effort in our living, to consciously be cleansed from the violation, to be in a place and space where we will no longer support the violation of other beings and feed off their body parts, their body fluids, their fetuses, and their progeny, and to think that those ones who have made so much money off of feeding the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and artificial colors, artificial flavors, alcohol, tobacco, white sugar, and all of this stuff now, that the people that we are wise enough to see how it's been, forced upon us. You understand? See, most people resent things being forced upon you, but this is something that was forced upon us because it was just so readily available and we were really miseducated to believe that this was food for us. So dealing with people who just absolutely lie, you know, lie to the degree to which they use their lies to manipulate and put you in a place and space where you have you've lived the lie and you believed the lie for so long that hearing the truth, it rubs you the wrong way. And I'm saying that we got to get over it and come to a point and place. If we truly care to live, you truly care to be respected as intelligent people, then you cannot war against yourself, yourselves, or your children, because we were told to truly honor the lineages that we represent. Thou shalt honor thy mother and father. Love the Creator. Love your mother, father, Creator, God, with all your body, heart, mind, with all of your might. You understand? So that's loving life. That's loving the order of life. It's not the things that make life sustainable and maintainable. It's that which is the breath. There is more in the air than you would ever think was there. And so our coming into the realm of the magical, the mystical, the lawful, the truthful, the destiny, is how we really transform and transcend everything towards our greater good. To be in a place and space mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually, where we are realizing first duty, obligation, and responsibility is to the laws and the order of existence itself. And that whatever other commitments we've made into the system of things is not that which will maintain, sustain us, or secure our success in life. So many people are oriented in the day based upon what we do to generate an income. But when we are wise enough to really cultivate the wealth of ourselves, it becomes easier. So the issue for us is to really apply ourselves to the order that ensures our success, but to have an understanding and an understanding that the true success is in our being, in the integrity of our own authenticity as these points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. To walk the face of this earth in the realization of our conscious immortality. To be in a place and space where we've lived, we've loved, we've lifted, we've enhanced, we've rejoiced in the blessedness of being. We have transcended the ditches and valleys of degradation, dwelling in the valley of the shadow of death. and come into the place where we're fully enlivened with each and every breath, that we are very much aware of the oneness of existence directly and the blessedness in being, as we are all so absolutely blessed with each and every breath. So our now moment holds so much available to us, but we cannot feel entitled and delighted in undermining ourselves and then have a greater glory. We cannot participate and be complacent and complicit with the undermining and the oppression of ourselves and the rest of the planet, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, her creatures, and all of humanity, and think that we can survive it. The delusion that ones and ones have, Bill Gates and his partnering, is to really be in a place of realization that you cannot war against humanity and survive it. And even though the lineages that they represent have gone forward for quite a while, those lineages are not as old as the lineages of the foundation of humanity and our Aboriginal, our Indigenous, and our Native families of melanin-dominated ones. And so the younger ones are not here to undermine the oldest ones and think that they can get away with it, but we cannot be complicit and complacent with our oppression. And in knowing now, or coming to a point and place where we consciously care to know, that the purpose in existence is in self-actualizing, self-realizing, and harmonizing with the oneness of existence and the understanding and understanding of that which allows us to stand in the divinity of existence and the sacredness of life, and to come to a place and space where we are willing to do whatever it takes to be completely cleared from the violations of adulteration, that we are willing to do whatever it takes in facilitating our daily cleansing so that we are able to truly facilitate the true healing that needs to happen spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, as well as financially and materially. But physically and financially, basically, if you cannot invest in yourselves and yourself, then you will always have less of yourself. And there is no greater wealth than we can have. You understand the tricks and the traps here in sensuality, sexuality, materiality, egotism, and gluttony, and all of these things that whittle away at our own degrees of self-worth and self-deservedness, puts us in a position where we become slaves to the lust and the passions of the flesh and of the mind. But to come to that place and space where we are really able to appreciate everything for its more redemptive qualities in terms of its enhancement. See, the pleasures and the ecstasies, the bliss that we're able to experience as these points of this present is granted us, but granted that we care to be whole with ourselves and to seek the wholeness, to seek the mergers of collaboration and marriage. You understand? So I'm just saying is that there are relationships that we have, but the real relationship is that we're all brothers and sisters first, regardless of what hue of people. And it's hard for many people to accept that, because under the lie of white supremacy, these ones feel as though they're superior to everybody else. But your superiority has not been proven when you leave a trail of bodies everywhere you go. Superiority cannot be in your being the most violent and most distorted and dysfunctional people upon the planet. And so our caring to really walk in the fullness of ourselves is what we must do. And so it's important for us to realize it's God's way or no way. And so for even those who don't believe in God per se, and for those who would say, oh, well, there is no God, there have always been gods, and the destiny of immortal people who've been successful is conscious immortality, and the creator of existence itself is definitely it's infused its own intelligence. It's all there is. So yes, we can aspire towards greatness, and the greatness is in our right alignment with life itself. And life itself is so absolutely phenomenal that those of us who master ourselves, those of us who really can master our passions and lusts and this and that, so that there is nothing that we really have desire for greater than being content in being these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and being rightly aligned to the degree to which we can do no harm to anything or anybody, to the degree to which we are loving that which beats our hearts and breathes us with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, learning to pray without ceasing, to come to a point and place where it's not the gifts of the world that we should really be applying ourselves to. See, right now, in the midst of so much calamity, so much degradation and whatnot, there is still such an intense intention and desire towards finance or wealth and whatnot, but not necessarily the same degree of intensity and intention towards absolute light and wisdom and peace. You understand? So I'm just saying is that when we are dealing with the reality of genocide and each generation becoming degenerated, or the children being warred against, and all of the vaccinations, the autism, and just the explosion of all kinds of disease to just seek money and the things that we can have, is really not the greatest thing that we could do and ask for right now. Now, because the law works all the time, so that which we can see ourselves attaining, and that which we apply ourselves to, and that which we have a hunger and thirst for, and put out the frequency of energy and apply ourselves towards it, then yes, we can accomplish it. But why would we not want to accomplish the salvation of who we are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence? Why would we not care to reverse the issues of sickness, illness, and disease that are plaguing us? Why would we continue to support a system that has never had our best interests at heart as a humanity of people? You understand? So it's not that it was just about melanin-dominated people or black people. We understand what it was, but our Native American families, our Aboriginal families, you understand, to be under a world-conquering rampage and have the United Nations and all the organizations that have supposedly come into existence to be the boost of humanity, to come to understand that they have always been co-conspiring against humanity, is a problem when you are, and we each are, these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. So there's no disconnectedness. And so the wisdom in our having an understanding, particularly those of us who are in maturity, to know that duty, obligation, and responsibility would have us care to be the answers, have the answers and solutions to the issues that are facing us. The issues of our continuance in existence directly. See, we can talk about business and organizations and management and money and all of that, but none of that is real proper solution without the restoration of the light of the people. None of it really gives rise to the true divinity and the true stature of who we are, and the capacity and the potentiality that we have to truly unfold in this reality upon this planet. If we have no conscious care to have the light of ourselves rekindled and really cultivated and develop it, so that we are given vivid expression to the light of the truth of the ones that we are, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. But there is nothing that we could truly want more than that would give us the sufficiency or the fullness fullness of that. That's why we were told to seek first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, our right alignment, to be in the peace and the poise of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us to the degree to which we are truly able to stand harmonious with life itself, that nothing can work against us now that we are wise enough to do nothing to undermine ourselves and to repent, to truly repent from the violations and to clear ourselves from those violations, because it runs deep within all of our lineages. The abuse, the misuse, and this is what comes as a result of the tainting of the blood. You understand? See, the spirit is charged upon the blood. The blood is some sacred. It's sacred, but life is sacred. And our orientation upon the planet is not been supported in knowing the divinity of existence itself and the divine design of our body temple, so that ones and ones feel as though it's all right for these ones to be carnivores and eat anything and everything as if there was no real intention or particular design for these bodies by this intelligence of existence, that you could just eat any freaking thing. Really? You want to believe that you can eat anything, that you could eat all of this dead carcass, right? And have all of this rot, all this bacteria, all of this stench, that laxatives and deodorants and bacterial soaps and all of this have become multi-million dollar business. You understand? And then you are afraid of something that's just now being perpetuated when we're being slapped in the face with all of this disease, right? But then you have not been concerned about any contagion from the amount of virus and bacteria that's already in all of your bodies as a result of feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and in the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, and all of the things that have created the autoimmune issues and the acquired immune deficiency and just undermining the whole life force. So now our responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly is to truly no longer participate in our own oppression, and to realize that the food, or that which they call food, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the pizza, the alcohol, the tobacco, all of this stuff, you work on behalf of these companies. So the sacrifices that have to be made now is you're just consciously caring to be in your right mind and your right alignment. So the exercise that we've experienced since March, and so many businesses no longer being open, and all of the social distancing, and you know, being put in a position where you're working from home and doing all the conferencing and whatnot through Zoom and all of the online programming, it's all preparing for this consistent surveillance and all of that, where people are not meeting privately anymore. You know, not, we can't be together anymore. That's a bunch of crap. You understand? Because I'm just saying is that this thing is manipulated by those who are really laying foundation for your entrapment and put in a position where they're saying that you will not be able to do anything unless you take the vaccinations, unless you have a certificate of vaccination. Ideas like, you know, having to have a driver's license, having to have a social security card, having to have this, having to have that, having to have the other, in order to really have access to what you need. And so we're now coming to a point where it becomes so invasive to be forced to be vaccinated, forced to be chipped, forced, you understand, to take that which is toxic to your vital system, to your children. You understand? So I'm just saying is that you and we have to learn how to apply ourselves towards walking in the integrity of who we are, in the truth of ourselves as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It matters that we care to exalt a full effort in our living, but to realize that the governments of men and the agendas of a few men were never intended to be the authority of masses of people. That in our day, our being triumphant in loving the laws that govern us and being in the grace and the protection, because we are doing the clearing, the cleansing, we are keeping our eye upon that which beats our hearts, we are living consciously and conscientiously in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, loving it with our whole body, heart, mind, with all our might, dwelling in the gratitude and the thanksgiving for each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. On behalf of the whole of existence itself, this is our time to rise.